Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not in our usual spot, which is inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're virtual, waiting for everything to open up there in the branch. But Renaissance is open. The branches are open, but by appointment only if you're wanting to come in person inside the branch. So you're welcome to give them a call. Call your friendly Renaissance banker. Make an appointment. They'll be happy to see you. It's just that the branches are not open for walk-in business. If you do have some walk-in business, though, go to the drive-thru. Easy for me to say. Go there because they can open accounts. They can do a lot of things through the drive-thru. So check them out there. They've been great. We love the folks there at Renaissance. Go to their website, renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we turn to Joe Farach. And Joe is with the Alternative Board of Northeast Georgia. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. So tell us about you and tell us about the Alternative Board. How do you serve folks out there?
Sure. Well, myself, I spent most of my career in industry working for Fortune 100 multinational companies, running subsidiaries both in the U.S. and overseas. And about 10 years ago, I decided that I wanted to start doing something different. So I contacted some companies overseas and had an opportunity to start a business down in Brazil for an Indian company. Fortunately, I spoke the language and everything. So I started a manufacturing operation down in Brazil. And from then on, I decided to start moving more, helping smaller companies accomplish their things. And last 5 years, I've been consulting, helping businesses expand into new markets, improve their operations and all that. Mm-hmm. And recently, I identified the Alternative Board. And it really attracted me. It, you know, I wasn't looking for it. And I just saw something that came up. And I saw it that it was very interesting because it addressed a concept that I had learned some years back from a friend of mine who participated in something similar and saw, you know, great benefits from it. What the Alternative Board does is it helps business owners become more strategic and make better decisions by giving them the opportunity to have a peer group of advisors with vast industry experience and different perspective. Very similar to what in a large corporation a CEO has when they have their board of directors that come from different industries, a lot of experience, and helps guide the CEO. Small businesses don't have that luxury, and they really can't afford that luxury. So what the Alternative Board does is it makes that opportunity available to them, you know, by being an Alternative Board member.
And this is a peer-to-peer group, right? I mean, this is not, as opposed to maybe a round table at the chamber where you don't know who's going to be across the table from you. I mean, this is a peer-to-peer group of your truly your peers in business.
Correct. What we do is we bring together a group of business owners from non-competing industries, anywhere from 6 to 10, and we bring them together in a confidential work environment. They meet once monthly for 4 hours, and it's the same group continuously. And so many of them have been on board for 5, 10 years, and they're with the same group. Mm-hmm. So they've learned to work together. I was just looking at one member that she stated that her peer group board is kind of like her business. They're a confidant in their business, and they're an extension of her business, helping her grow her business and make better decisions in her business.
And talk a little bit about your role in those meetings. I assume these are monthly meetings. I should have asked that question.
Yes, they are monthly meetings.
Okay.
They meet for 4 hours.
Okay.
My role is multifaceted. The first thing is I have to go out and find the right business owners to be in each of the boards. Mm. You know, so we do a qualification process. It's a mutual acceptance. We work with business owners and we find out what their needs are, what their interests are, what they want to accomplish with their business. And then we match them with, you know, into the right board so that they're providing the right guidance to the other board members. And also the other board members are providing the guidance that, you know, these business owners need. So that's the first step I do. And then I structure the, it's a structured facilitation process. When we meet, the different companies will bring up an issue and we structure so that each of the other business owners have a chance to understand what those, better understand that issue, make clarifying questions. And then they get an opportunity to address how they would, you know, solve that problem, bringing in their perspective. It may be very different from some of the other business owners, but that's the whole beauty of it, that the person that has an issue is seeing it from different directions and how, from different problem solvers, how they would go about solving the problem. So that's my role, is just to make sure that that process, number one, that the right people are on the board. Number two is that we structure those processes and we move through that so that each business owner is getting the most value out of it.
I want to come back around to some of the specifics of the meetings themselves and some of the interactions that occur there. I wanted to drill back a little bit toward you in terms of your background. So you were in a big time corporate there for quite a while. And why the jump to the alternative board specifically, among all the opportunities that you would have had to, to pursue out of corporate?
You know, I mean, I was in corporate, but I always worked in subsidiaries of large companies. Mm-hmm. So I had an opportunity. One of my best experiences was going down to Mexico, running an operation that was about 450 people that had all kinds of problems. And I really grew as a person doing that. And I had colleagues that really helped me. I saw the value of being able to bounce ideas off of people that really saw things differently than I did. Mm. So that was a growing experience for me. And then when I came back, I started doing, you know, more things in the industry, and I decided, you know what, I really want to have something where I have a lot more flexibility. And as a leader, when I really started developing as a leader, I saw that the value of being a leader was helping other leaders grow, developing people, so that they do a better job than what you do. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't looking to the alternative board or anything. And I ran across it and I started looking at it and it intrigued me. And as I mentioned earlier, I had a friend of mine many years ago who was running a small business. And he mentioned something to me that he joined this board this peer group board. And it really helped them to stay focused, to be accountable for the things he's supposed to do and not, you know, start moving in all a lot of different directions. And it really helped him run his business best. So all that came back to me and I looked at this and I said, this is a fantastic concept that you're helping small businesses act, having the same tools and being able to address the same types of challenges that larger businesses can do with the help of, board of directors and other experienced executives, usually not available to small companies.
It's amazing, is it not, how a lot of, most small businesses, I'll just put it that way, and an amazing number of even mid-sized businesses, you know, the business owner is completely tactical as opposed to spending time strategically working on the business itself.
You know, if you think of it, most of us, when we start our careers, we're very technical, whether you're an engineer, accountant, economist, lawyer, whatever, we're very technical. As we grow through our career, we learn some of the other aspects of a business, you know, how to supervise people, how to put systems in place to manage it, and all that. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, as we move up, we become more strategic. We move into a director role, a VP role, and we're building the strategy. Mm-hmm. Now you take a small business owner, a medium business owner, who had a great idea. They had technical expertise, and they start a business. So they're at the two ends of it. You know, they have the technical expertise, and they have the they have a vision, mm-hmm. which is great. What they're missing is that whole middle part of how do you run a business efficiently, effectively. So they start doing their business, they start growing, and then all these things start coming in that they really didn't think of when they first started their business. You know, they've got HR issues. Mm. All businesses have HR issues. They've got cash flow issues. Are they managing their costs properly? You know, do they have legal issues? Got tax issues, all kinds of things that come in. And what happens? They have to address them because they don't have anybody else that's addressing them. So they start addressing those issues and they lose sight of their business, of why they originally started. So what ends up happening is they're inside their business and they have to ask themselves, are they running their business or is their business running them? And that happens. Unfortunately, it happens to a lot of small, medium-sized businesses where the entrepreneur had a great idea, they had the expertise, but eventually they get into all these things that are necessary to run a business, but it's not what they are there to do.
Hmm. Now, Joe, we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. When you have these meetings, I mean, this is not a matter of sitting around the table and chewing the fat. I mean, you've got a whole process that's involved in these meetings that help business owners make better decisions, right?
Yes, we do. Apart from having the advantage of 100, 200 years of business owner experience, many of who've gone through the problems I've already faced and solved the problems that you're looking at or the opportunity that you want to pursue, we also have a tool that helps business owners become more strategic, and it gives them the same advantage, again, that large companies have. So this tool, we call it the Business Builder's Blueprint. It's a proprietary alternative board tool, and it takes the business owner through a process where they first do a diagnostic on the different processes that they have in their business. They identify what priorities they have and then how they compare to it within that process. And it gives them a gap analysis that helps identify maybe where you need to focus a little more. Then from there, you go through the process where the business owner, the facilitator helps them individually identify or build what their personal vision is first, and then work on the company vision. Because the reality is when you're a business owner, your personal and your company vision need to be aligned. If they're not, you're going to create a lot of stress for yourself. Mm. So that's a very important thing we do, and the tool helps you work through that. And then from there on, it's all the same things companies do. You identify your strengths, your weaknesses, then you identify your strategic advantage, you move through building your metrics, the plans and everything. So it really takes you through all the steps you need to do to have the infrastructure in place to run an effective business. And then you have the luxury of having your peer group that helps you decide what you need to focus on. The more important thing is they hold you accountable. Mm. And lots of times as business owners, we say we want to do something, we know it's important, but the day-to-day takes us in a whole lot of different directions. Your peer group will hold you accountable for accomplishing what you say you're going to accomplish.
You've got the advantage here of being part of a nationwide and maybe international organization for all I know. And maybe you can address that, but an organization that it's more than just you or a few other people locally. I mean, you've got access to a wealth of information in the parent company. Why don't you address that?
Yes, we do. TAB is not only national, it's across the U.S. in all the major cities, but we're also international. Today, we're in 21 countries. Mm. Overall, we have over 5,000 members. We call our clients the members.
Oh, wow.
Around the world. Mm-hmm. And we do. We have our corporate or the group really helps us out putting out the tools. They also help us understand issues. So there's a couple of key points there. We have corporate, which comes out with tools that they've been very instrumental during this pandemic issue, coming out with new tools, helping us pivot, being able to reach people virtually. I mean, boards have continued to work virtually. We've come out with new tools to help people go through identifying their cash flow needs, better managing whether it's a cash flow, the tools they need to manage in this COVID environment, just a whole bunch of things. In addition to that, we have peer group meetings ourselves. So every 2 weeks, I meet with a group. There's about 12 of us of other TAB board owners. We call ourselves TBOs. So they're owners like I, and we go through, you know, kind of things we need to do to better help our clients, what things are good, what kind of ideas are coming out there. So we have that advantage as well. And then there's another piece that really helps out. We have got this concept called TAB Connect. It's a way that both TAB business owners and members can connect with other business owners and members around the world. So you go on TAB Connect and, you know, you see what other business owners are on there. You get their profiles and all that. And you can reach out to them. So if you have someone like, say, here in Atlanta that is in a particular business and they don't really want to contact anybody in Atlanta because, you know, they don't want to give out their ideas or anything.
Sure.
You could contact someone in Australia or someone out in California or in Washington and ask questions as to what they do in their area and get, you know, some advantage there. You're also able to go in if you've got a particular business issue or question in general and you want to, you know, sample the whole group out there. You can publish that. People see it and people will address it. So it's, you know, another advantage of being a TAB member is you have the your groups, you have the valuable tool, your facilitator, and then you also have this TAB Connect.
Wow. That's a wealth of knowledge, information, resources that you can access. That's awesome. So, Joe, I'm curious if you've got any maybe success stories that you can share from the TAB experience, folks that maybe have, because they've been involved in TAB, you know, feel like they've taken their business to another level in some way. Would love to hear those.
Sure. I was just looking at one the other day, a guy named John Murphy. He owns a company called SQL Watchmen. John was a programmer. And about 12 years ago, he saw a lot of the issues between programmers and data centers and all that, and just fights going back and forth. And he said, I can do better. So he started his business. He started a data center. This was 12 years ago. And he started moving through it. And as he started moving, he realized his expertise was in programming. And then he had to face marketing issues, sales issues, accounting issues. How do you manage a business? What are the leadership issues? Stuff he had never faced before, never thought of before starting his business. He didn't know he was going to face all that. He thought it was a lot easier than it was. And so he recognized 3 years into it, his business was flat. It wasn't making the money he thought he was going to make. He was barely supporting himself. And he knew he needed to do something different. And so he went out and he looked at TAB. And the beauty he saw in it, that it was that he was going to get perspective from people in industry that have gone through similar problems, but saw, you know, they were in different industries, so they saw business a little bit differently. And they really, you know, they helped him out. They helped him become a better leader. The process helped him become a better leader. And so he got to the point where he found out he didn't have to get involved in all those little details. If he brought on the right people and trained them properly, they would do the day-to-day for him and allow him to focus on the strategic aspects of his business. Mm. Well, so he started the business 12 years ago. 9 years ago, he got into TAB. And what he saw was after his first year, his business went from an average growth of 5 to 7% per year in the previous 3 years to 180%.
Wow.
Okay. And he's been growing at 30 to 40% since then.
Wow.
But that's not the only thing. He was able to free himself from his business. He says he reclaimed his life because he was working 70 to 80 hours a week.
Mm.
Now, you know, after he got his business in order and it's growing, you know, at a fantastic rate, he's working 30 to 40 hours a week. And he says he doesn't work more than 40 hours. Mm. So it, you know, having that experience, being able to put all those systems and all that in place that he had no clue that he needed to do before he started his business, really made a change in his life. And now he's doing what he set out to do.
You know, you just, with that example, you just answered a question I was about to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway so you could address this. But I can hear some business owners saying, I do not have 4 hours in a block to spend, you know, outside the office at a meeting, at another meeting. You know, help me understand why that is a return on time investment that works for me. I think that story just answered a lot of that, but go ahead and take a crack at that, Joe.
That's a very good question, John, because that's probably the biggest challenge we have with people is they say they don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is those 4 hours, you're stepping away from your business so you could work on your business, so you could make your business more effective. And eventually, you see what happened to John Murphy. He was putting in 70 to 80 hours a week, and he was smart enough to know that something better could come out of spending those 4 hours. And so he would take those 4 hours once a month and invest it in working on his business. And in doing so, he not only gained 4 hours, he gained about 40 hours or so
a month. Right.
Or 40 hours or so a week. So you got to figure, you know, 150, 160 hours a month, you know, he gained from putting those 4 hours in. So you need to take time away from your business, away from being, you know, from seeing all the trees around you, to step back and see the forest and figure out what you need to do to set your path.
Mm. Wow. Great stuff from Joe Farrakh. And Joe is with the Alternative Board of Northeast Georgia. Joe, you say you got a wide variety of businesses. I mean, if I'm the owner of a manufacturing company and you've got, you know, a retailer or service business as part of that board, I mean, what am I going to learn from a company like that? I mean, or vice versa for that matter.
Sure. That's another great question. And that's the beauty of the Alternative Board, that we're bringing in non-competing industries. If you take a step back, if any business owner takes a step back and looks at her business or his business and other businesses, 75% of the issues and opportunities that we all have in our businesses are the same. I mean, we've got, you know, everybody wants to grow, and most people want to grow their business or at least become more profitable in their business. People have HR issues, whether it's hiring the right person or the right people or developing them, you know, so that they can do a great job and be part of your team, be part of your culture. We've all have accounting issues. We've got cash flow issues. You know, how do we do this? We have cost issues. You know, am I optimal on my costs, or do I have costs that are out of control, out of hand?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody faces the same type of issues.
Mm.
And the reality is, when you have 7 or 8 experienced business owners in that group, someone's gone through it. They've either gone through it or they know someone who's gone through it. They have something that they can help you with.
Mm.
And the better part of it is they're not locked at looking at the problem the same way you are because they're in your same industry. They may see it from a different direction. So it's like if I take a book and I stand 4 people on different sides of that book, 2 people are going to see 2 edges of it. One person's going to see the front, one's going to see the back.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask any one person, you're not going to get a full perspective of what that book is. But mm-hmm. when you ask all 4 of them, you'll understand what the book is, you know, what it's about, who the author is, all those points just from getting that perspective on the book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same type of thing. When you're working with, you know, with people in the same industry, and about 40% of our members belong to industry groups, you know, they're helping you solve specific problems, technical issues in your industry, but they're not bringing in that perspective to see things a little differently that can stimulate creative ideas in you and how you would solve the problem, how you go about solving the problem.
Got it. Now, I want to make sure we get to the kinds of businesses more specifically that are great fits for an advisory board like the alternative board. I mean, companies, business owners that are ideal clients for you?
Right. So let's look at that from three perspectives. One is company size. The other one is type of industry. And the other part of it is type of person that's in there. Mm-hmm. So let's do the easier one, company size. TAB members range from around $300,000 in revenues a year to $150 million in revenue a year.
Wow.
However, the bulk of our members fall between $1 million and $20 million in that range.
Well, hold on just a second there. I want to unpack that if you don't mind. Just sure. one second. So if you've got, I mean, that tells me something there. If you've got companies that are 100 million, 100, you know, and more that still see value in this, that is incredible.
Yes. What happens in some of those companies, they may have the traditional board of directors for those companies. So they have a board of directors.
Right.
But what we've heard from the member is they needed something. They needed to step away from that board meeting to go into something where they were working more with their peers, and they felt a lot more comfortable opening up their soul to be able to go there and bring out issues that are really getting at their guts that they may not bring up directly to within their board, say their traditional company board.
Sure.
So it gives them a venue to work with not only people that will give you different perspectives and also challenge you, but they're also your partners, your friends, you know, so they have no objectives of their own. They're just there to help you. And so, you know, you're getting a clear advice from them, something that you may not have when there's, you know, people that have a certain objective and you're doing something a certain way.
Yeah, and thanks for letting me go down that bunny trail. I think that was really important to draw that out. So let's get back to the original where you were going there. So in terms of the businesses you work with, you talked about size. So continue on.
Boy, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, you have the services. So you could have accountants, lawyers, engineers, architects. You'll have contractors. So you could have a general contractor. You could have painters. Okay? You could have companies that just do civil work or do certain types of work out there. You have pest control companies. You'll have a men's clothing store. You'll have a kids toys, not toys, a kids recreational toys distributor. You'll have IT companies. You'll have a software developer. You'll have a data center. I mean, the range of companies are just vast. I mean, you'll have security companies, all kinds of things out there that people, you know, look to. The one thing they all have in common is they recognize that there's a value to getting, you know, perspective on their business from other business owners. Now, the type of people, you have men, you have women. You have younger people, you have older people, you have people, you know, just going through there. You have companies. I was seeing one company that's been around since 1886, and they're into their fifth generation, you know, managing that, you know, business. Mm-hmm. So you have these companies that go down from generation to generation. You have people that are about to retire and they want to figure out how they're going to exit their company. Do they sell it? Do they transfer it to a child, a parent, or something? You have people who just bought a company and are getting into that business, trying to figure it out. You have people who are getting their companies ready, you know, optimizing the operation so that they can sell it and get the most value out of selling their company. And you have just the regular person who's in there, loves what they do, and they want to grow their company, or they want to make it as efficient as possible, and they want to be able to deliver the best service they can to their clients. All kinds of people.
I think that about covers the waterfront, Joe. I mean, it sounds like there's a place for a lot of different sizes, descriptions, types of companies and business owners as part of your organization. That sounds awesome. Well, this has been great. And, you know, I'd love to keep going, but respectful of your time, I'd like to, though, to make sure that we get your contact information for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, tell them how they can do that.
Yes, there's a couple of ways. One is you can email me direct. My email is Joe, J-O-E, at T-A-B, Georgia, N-E, altogether, .com. Or you could go to our, you know, our website. It's www.tabgeorgiane.com. The other way is you can reach me on my phone. It's 470-485-7437. Again, that's 470-485-7437. And you could also reach me on LinkedIn. And mine's an easy one. It's Joe Farach, F-A-R-A-C-H. I think I'm probably the only one with that name on there. So that's an easy way to reach out to me.
That sounds great. Joe Farach, and he is with the Alternative Board. Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, John. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, if you need some help that involve maybe administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, you need to free up some time so you can go to one of Joe's meetings. That might be something you need to do. Well, I've got an answer for you. Go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels has an entire group of angels that fly in, get the work done. They've got talent and experience necessary to do that, and they fly off when that job is done. They have been virtual from the very beginning of their company for 18 years, so they're used to working in the environment we're in right now. Essie Escobedo is the chief executive angel there. She's tremendous. I know that personally because I work with her. She's at 770-442-9246. Call her up, explain your problem, and she'll be glad to assist you. If you would like more information on their website, it's officeangels.us. Just a reminder that our shows are on all the major podcast platforms. That includes Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them, folks. So check us out. Subscribe to our shows. We'd love it if you give us a review, and so we can let people know that here's some of the great business stories that we feature business leaders like Joe on our shows. We're also on all the major podcast or social media channels, I should say, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We're at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Joe Farach, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.